Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit him up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. We thank everybody for tuning in on today. This is our first broadcast of the year. We expect God to do some great and mighty things in this year. You know, we say that every year, you know, but this year, 2020, this is the year. This is your year. You might have didn't get everything you wanted in 2019. That's okay. Just roll it all over, because guess what? God is able to do exceedingly above all that we can ask or even think. He can do things that we can't even think of. So just thank God, amen, for another year, and we're going to move on down the road and keep believing God and ask him to help your unbelief. Because sometimes you say, Lord, I believe you. Lord, I know, Lord, you can do it. You can do it. But you know what? There's a little bit of doubt in that when you're speaking. Glory to God. That's when you ask God, Lord, if there's anything in me that's doubting you, Lord, God, take it out. Because I don't want nothing doubting you, Lord, and stopping my blessings from flowing. So, God, I ask you to take it out right now. And, Lord, let me have the faith that you gave us, Lord. You said you gave us the faith of a mustard seed. So, Lord, ever yet grow my faith, Lord God, in you. Don't be in the same place you was last year. You should be in a different place on this year. Glory to God. Whatever didn't happen, you thought that was going to happen, and it didn't happen. It could have, should have, would have. Don't worry about it. We in a new year, so we're going to go ahead and believe God even the more. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go ahead. I'm going to go ahead with our announcements first. Amen. I want to make sure if you missed it on yesterday, it was Faith Come By Hearing. Elder Bertha asked you, you missed a treat. The show started at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It was awesome, awesome, and awesome. But you can go back and you can hear it on demand. You know, God is good. All these shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back and you can hear what thus says the Lord. And it's nothing like getting it right hot off the press. You know, you like them hot biscuits and gravy. Just God Almighty, that's what I'm talking about. Don't y'all get too hungry. But, you know, you can get it fresh off the press. Because, I mean, she did an awesome job on yesterday, and you can go back and you can hear it on demand. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. Glory to God, a Prophetic Corner Ministry. This show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a break right there, and then the next voice you're going to hear, I'm going to give you a 30-minute window break, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And like I said, if you miss it, then you can go back and hear it, because the shows are pre-recorded. And then if you move on up just a little bit, on Tuesday night, we have none other than Apostle Yvonne Rawls and Pastor Joseph Rawls. The show, the Wow, I call it Wow Tuesday, because, you know, there's no telling what the Lord's going to do, you know, and they just allow God to move in his own way. They don't put God in a box as if we sometimes do. You know, Lord, you need to move here, you need to move there. Well, I understand. We are overcomers by our testimonies. The way he came for me and did it, glory to God. He may come and do it a different way for you. He can do it any way he please. So don't put him in a box. Glory to God. And the show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And let me encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hook up with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They're on Facebook. You can go and inbox them, and they will get back in touch with you. Glory to God. Because, you know, there's nothing like one-on-one whenever you need some counseling and you need someone to help you and pray with you and help pray the things through. Glory to God. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I'm praying for you. Yeah, all right. Yeah, well, Lord, help them in the name of Jesus, Lord. You know what they need, Lord. Amen. And that's it. That's all you get. Glory to God. So I'm going to encourage you to hook up with somebody who's going to help you, walk you through it, pray with you, and help you to get through whatever it is you need to get through. So go ahead and hook up with them on Facebook. You can go on Prophetess Yvonne Ryle's page and Pastor Joseph Ryle on Facebook. And I also want to encourage you. This is the reason, oh, my God, for the next season. Glory to God. If you have not sown your first of the year seed, I encourage you to do so. It's nothing like sow that, give God your first fruits of all thy increase. Huh? Oh, my God, I know y'all heard that several times. It's nothing like sowing, hallelujah, your first fruits of the year. If you have not done that, a lot of people don't think that, you know, that's important. Well, I always do. Don't you think so? To give God the first thing that you've made, glory to God, the first money you got, hallelujah, glory to God. And, yeah, it may be the second, third, because you're just not hearing it, but it's okay. He'll take it. Hallelujah. But I encourage you to go ahead and sow your first of the year seed. Hallelujah. And watch God move. Amen. You know, money is the answer to all matter. And if you need more of it, you got to sow more of it. You know, you can sometimes say, well, you know what, Lord, I need to do this and I need to do that and I need to do this and that. But you're not sowing any seed. Yeah, you may sow one time and he's okay, I'm sowing this once every month. But you know what? Show God what you can do. Hallelujah. He already knows. But show him that, you know, Lord, I'm going to sow this. And that lets you know where you are in your belief system. Thank you, Lord. That shows you where you are in your belief system. Because, you know, some people believe in their money. They believe in their man and they believe in their mansion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that shows you, well, you know what? This money right here, God, I'm sowing it because I believe you. That's what it is. I believe what you said, Lord God. You said if I sow, Lord God, bountifully, I'll reap bountifully. That shows where you are. Glory to God. And I know a lot of y'all might have didn't come to this show on today to hear this about money. But you know what? It's okay. You're going to be blessed by these shows. I know that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You know, if you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. You want that pressed down, shaking together, running over blessing. You don't want to just say, okay, well, you know, this person blessed me. Let's just say $1,000 this time. Well, guess what? You're going to need another $1,000 next time, right? So that's what you got to do. I want you to come on in and sow. Because God wants to grow you up in a place where you don't mind, you know. If you have a giving heart, then you ain't going to mind sowing. Hallelujah. You know, some people say, well, I have a giving heart. But I tell you what, they'll give you a bag of chips. They'll give you a Snicker. Hallelujah. They'll give you a ginger ale. But when it comes to money, will they give you a 20? Will they give you, amen, 40? Will they give you 50? Will they give you 60? Will they give you 100-fold? Oh, good God Almighty, glory to God. When you get into that situation, it's hard to find. Some people won't do that. They'll give you, yeah, I'll give you a ride. Yeah, I'll give you $2 or $3 gas. Yeah. But when it comes to giving money like that, glory to God. But I encourage you to give your first of the year seed. Come on and give your first of the year seed and see what God wants to do in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have one caller that's on the line that pressed the one. I'm going to go ahead and bring this caller in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring this caller in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is still good. Caller 504, you're live and on the air.
Hi, thank you. My name is Deborah.
Yes. Hello. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Metairie, Louisiana.
Yes.
Excuse me.
And what's your prayer request?
I need request in a career direction. I feel like I was sent to the place that I'm at now for, I was told, spiritual warfare. And I believe that I learned or helped what God wanted me to do, but I'm kind of in a in-between place. And if I'm incorrect, I would like to know that, you know, like maybe it's time to move on. And it was a hard assignment. Let me just put it that way.
Amen. Amen.
God directed me there, and he did teach me. He did teach me, as well as others.
Amen. Amen. Let me help you out. You know, I understand what you're saying. Amen. You know, I was once in that same place, but here's the thing. I'm like, okay, Lord, is it over? But it wasn't over. There's one more thing that I have for you to do in that place.
No.
But, you know, he's going to move when it's time. Yes. And he
okay.
didn't move me. He didn't. I had to wait it out. Glory to God. So, you know, that's
okay.
Sometimes we say, okay, Lord, he'll tell you your time is up. But the thing about that time being up, you have to sit there and stay there. Glory to God, until he actually moves you. I know I stayed in a place. He told me my time was up. I stayed there a whole nother year. Glory to God. And it's not
That's
because I wasn't
like.
Trying to move. Yes.
Right.
It's not because I wasn't trying to move. It's just that he told me my time was up. So, yeah, my time was up there. But I still had to stay right there until he prepared the place in which he wanted me to go. So what you're doing is
okay.
you're just in the refining fire. It's okay. Glory to God. Keep putting in your applications and keep doing what you're supposed to do. But when it's time,
mm-hmm.
I put in one day 29 applications. Guess what? Nobody called. Glory to God.
Oh.
So I knew I just had to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So you just have to stand still. But you're in that refining fire for a purpose. He's preparing a place where he wants you to go, where he wants you to reign it. But you don't want to just go in another place and you know, it's not where he wants you to be. You know,
absolutely.
So sometimes
yeah.
we can move too quick and we'll be in
yeah.
the same fire again. Glory to God.
Well,
hallelujah.
I did this three other times and I was like, oh no, I'm out. And God said, you have to learn this. So I stayed and I did,
yeah.
did not run. Like, but okay. All right.
Amen. Well, I'm going to go
staying.
Ahead and I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray
you.
For you. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to order the young lady's footsteps, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you have another place for her, oh God. Lord, give her that staying power that she needs, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know, Lord God, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we said pour some water on that fire, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Make them all, Lord God,
amen.
Oh my God, make them more easier to get along with, Lord God. Give a comfort, Lord God, in the peace, Lord God.
Yes.
Give a comfort in the midst of the valley, oh Lord, in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. Lord,
yes.
give her that same power, Lord God, to see,
yes.
Lord God, what you have, Lord God, and the work that you want her to do, Lord. And then, Lord, we know
mm-hmm.
you'll move her out and set her on high in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father God, we
amen.
Ask you, Lord God, to give her peace in everything that's going
mm-hmm.
on around, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray. Amen.
In
glory
the name
to
of
God.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And it is
amen.
Done. And thank you for calling. Amen.
Okay.
Glory to God.
I'm going to keep listening.
Amen. Yes, Lord. We're going to go ahead on and open up in prayer. If there's anybody else, amen. Glory to God. You can press the one and I'll bring you in. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. This is a live show, hallelujah. I just ask that you don't tell all your business, glory to God. And see everywhere you're calling from and your prayer request, hallelujah, because everybody can hear. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we don't have any more callers, so we'll go ahead on. I'm going to open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you as humble as we know how, Lord, lifting up your name, magnifying your holy name on high, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your angels, Lord God, ascending and descending from on high, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, for those that need comforting, Lord, in this season, Lord, those that need you to touch them in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to touch them in a mighty way. Those who have lost loved ones, Lord God, they have gone on to glory. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, let the peace of God rest upon them. Because, God, you said in your word, I'll give you peace in the midst of the valley. In the name of Jesus, no devil in hell can disturb you when he give you peace in the midst of the valley. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're ever yet healing, God. Those that need a healing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Someone who has been hurting in their left shoulder. Lord, we speak it right now, Lord, that you heal that left shoulder right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Everything has to line up with his word that by your stripes, they are healed, healthy, and whole right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Father God, for the children, Lord God, as they get ready, Lord God, to transition back to school. Lord God, we pray, Lord, for obedient children. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your angels camp around the buses, Lord God, the cars, those who are traveling by cars, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord, to keep them all safe in this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, oh my God, we come against those who are contemplating death in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them a stable mind. We said, death, get back and behave in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, Lord God, let them get help. Oh my God, let their parents, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, pray over them and seek, Lord God, you for help, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now that another one will not take their life. Oh, my God, you who are contemplating it, in the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Loose your peace upon them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, those that are being bullied, Lord God, in schools, Lord God, oh, my God, we ask you, God, let those that are in authority do something about it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them just turn their head, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. We give you praise from on high, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for that staying power, Lord God, to stay, Lord God, and stand, therefore, on the word of God, and stop moving, and stop being tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for a season of healing. We thank you for a season of miracles in the name of Jesus. Things are going to happen that man never thought that could happen in the name of Jesus. Those that believe will stand. Those that believe will stand and stand there for in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for a season of miracles, Lord God. Oh, miracle blessings in the name of Jesus, because we serve a miracle-working God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Stop putting him in the box. He's a miracle-working God, and he still performs miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory, and we give you honor, and we praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. If you would, go ahead and turn to chapter 7 of Matthew's on today. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Glory to God. Matthew's chapter 7. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. You know, sometimes people say, Lord, I want a new beginning. I'm hearing them talk about this new beginning. You know, when you became saved, amen. He said, old things are passed away. You are now a new creature in Christ. Hallelujah. So listen, don't let people label who you used to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let them know that you're a new creature in Christ. I don't know who it is, but somebody has been labeling you as you being, oh, my God, who you used to be. Hallelujah. They say, I remember when. You tell them, well, I don't know about you remember when. This is me now. I don't care about what you thought then. This is me now. So don't let people do that to you. Hallelujah. Somebody that kept on saying, I keep hearing them saying, you know, I remember when you used to. Tell them you're a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. You're a new creature now. You're not that person that used to do. Hallelujah. You're not that person that used to hang around those. Oh, my God. You got to realize that. When you realize that you're a new creature in Christ, then you won't be tossed to and fro and up and down and in and out and shallow to the word of God. Hallelujah. You'll stand on this word and don't care who says what. Glory to God. Realize who you are in Christ. Know that you are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Glory to God. You know, Jesus cast them in the sea of forgetfulness. But I understand. It's people that brings them up. But understand, whenever they say that, say, hold up, wait a minute. I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature in Christ. You need to get out of my face with that. I don't want to hear that. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and get into our message on today. I'm going to be coming from Matthew chapter 7. And Jesus is the judge and the juror. Glory to God. You know, this scripture, it really touched me when I was reading it and meditating on it, and the Lord shows you something different in it every time. When you read it, it's just more revelation and more revelation. You know, everybody should be on the same page, but, you know, they get the different revelations out of it. Glory to God. You have to suck it out. Glory to God. In other words, search it out. How about that? Glory to God. Let's start at verse 1. Oh, amen. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measures ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. You know, sometimes people can just judge other people just because of what other people say. You know, Jesus is the judge and the jury. Glory, you know, it is something, you know, if someone don't like you, then guess what they'll do? And they'll see somebody else and, well, let me tell you something. You better watch out for her because she's this and she's that and she's that. And that's already done. You know, already set that person up to not like that person. But remember, he said the same thing that you did to that person, you're going to get it back. It's just, you know, a lot of people call it karma, yes. But you know what? What that a man soweth also that he reaps. Glory to God. So if you sow them, you're going to get it back. So you better know. Hallelujah. Don't be judging other people. And don't tell other people, you know, well, I don't know about her. She's just nasty. She's just, oh, my God, she's this, she's that, she's this, she's that. And that's what you're going to get back. Hallelujah. And then, you know, you say, you know, well, Lord, why? Why? Don't ask him why. Ask him what. Lord, what did I do? And I can guarantee you he'll show you every bit of it because this is what you said about this person. So now you're getting it back. You know, people call it karma, but I call it reaping what you sow. That's the word. Glory to God. Let's move on. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? And it's something how you can pick out something that somebody else did and how somebody else is seeing it over here. It's something how you can pick out all these things and say, okay, well, you know what? They did this, and look at them. They doing this, and oh, my God, do you know who she was with last night? Oh, my God. Okay, and then you over here doing the same thing. You're trying to look at what that person is doing, but you done did the same thing. Just because he done brought you out and brought you over, that don't mean that you have not committed those same sins. It ain't no big sin. It ain't no little sin. Sin is sin. Glory to God. So be careful about talking about people, trying to judge them. Judge ye not, or you shall be judged by the same measures. Hallelujah. So you don't want them same measures to come back to you. So be careful about that. And you're trying to look at that, well, you know what, you don't want that, let me tell you. Well, you used to be the same way. And just think about it. If you're telling them that, you know, then guess what? You're no better than they are. My God. Let's move on. Or how wast thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam in thine own eye? you know, we got to ask God to help us, and we check ourselves first. You know, if we are right, then we can help somebody else, not to judge them. But, you know, you can come, go to them with a right spirit, and if you don't know how, just say, Lord, help me to have the Holy Ghost spirit on the inside so I can go to them right. You know, let me tell you something about that little, just a little side note right here. Be careful about calling spirits, hallelujah. It's Holy Ghost, glory to God. Because if you don't holy, amen, to the ghost, then you're going to go to the ghost, not the Holy Ghost, glory to God. Because you're conjuring up something. So make sure you say the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, that's what they call it. So that's what you do. Don't just say, oh, the spirit. Nah, be careful about that. You be careful about that. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, that's what they call. Glory to God. So be careful about that. My God. Let's move on. 5. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. You know, if you can cast out everything that you're doing wrong and all the sin in your life, then you can help somebody else. But it's not to tear them down. It's to help them. You know, we ought to be helpers one to another. Only us that we don't like to help people. You know, I'm not talking about giving them a loaf of bread or giving them a Snicker bar or drink. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about absolutely helping them. Well, you know what, sister? I went down that road. And you know how people sometimes they draw up when they don't want to give their testimonies. They ain't going to know I did that. But we're overcomers by our testimony. If that testimony is going to get somebody saved, it's going to help somebody not to do some things that they used to do. And it's going to help them and bring them over into the kingdom of God. Hey, I'm all for it. Glory to God. This is a year where you got to lose some stuff. Don't just sit there. Hallelujah. You got all y'all, some of y'all older women, you got all this stuff bottled up that you can help the younger people. Some, yeah, you can help. Some you may not be able to help or understand, but there are some that will listen. Glory to God. And God has some for each and every one of us to tell something, amen, to give them a testimony, to help them along the way. Glory to God. It was like Christmas night, and we were all together, amen, family, enjoying my lovely family, glory to God, hallelujah, far away and home, all of them, just praise the Lord. You know, and these people, amen, they started to talk, and they started to tell me, you know, they were miserable, and, you know, and such as this. I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. Okay, I said, listen, let me help y'all out. Listen. So what I did, I began to tell them some of my own experience. And then I began to tell them, I said, listen, this is what you need to do. If you're going to be together, stop all the drama and be together. Glory to God. And if you're not, then you need to go to the Lord. Glory to God. Yeah, God, what do you want you to do? Because, you know, you can't live in a place and stay miserable all your life. You can't do that. You will not ever, amen, prosper if you're miserable. So, you know, I said, okay, here's what you need to do. If you're going to be together, stop all the madness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, God can work if you want him to work. But now, if you're against the Lord, he ain't going to work and he ain't going to force himself on you. Glory to God. And he's not going to force himself in your marriage to work if you don't want him to work. That's the thing about it. But if you want him to work, yes, he'll work. He'll work it backwards. He'll work it forward. He'll work it to the left. He'll work it to the right. Glory to God. But if you don't want him to, he ain't gonna mess with it. Glory to God. Let's move on. Give not thou which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and render you. You know, what are you talking here about giving your meat to the dogs? You know, think about it. Okay, let's just say if I said, well, you know what, sister, you know, God's going to do this. He's going to give me, amen, what is it? Let's just say a Telluride. That's a nice vehicle, y'all. I love them. He's going to give me a Telluride. He's going to give me, amen, a 5-story, you know, building, you know, and all these kind of things. And you tell it somebody who unsaved, guess what they're going to do? Guess what they're going to tell you? Glory to God. They're going to turn around and say, well, you know, God ain't going to give you that. You know, so don't even try, glory to God. Some things you just don't tell people, I'm telling you. If you know that you don't have, there aren't people who were jealous, amen, who are jealous of you, then you know who don't have a jealous spirit, amen, and you know they ain't gonna come against you and pray against you, then those are the ones that you want to talk to help you to pray that thing through. But if you know they jealous and every time you say, you're gonna get something, they say, well, he gonna give me this too, and he gonna, don't, listen, don't do it. Just don't do it. Let me help you. Don't do it. Because it's going to come back up. Hallelujah, my God. And, you know, when you tell people, well, you know what? I saw the Lord. The Lord, I saw something the other night, and, you know, I knew it was God, and God had moved, and his angels did this, and, you know, they came into the room, and you know what? Then the next thing you know, this person will say, well, you know what? He did me like that, too. And I know it, and he did, and it, see what I'm saying? Just be careful. And those aren't the ones that aren't saved either. Those are the people that are saved sometimes. They say they're saved. I mean, we don't have a heaven or hell to put them in. Glory to God. But you just got to be careful. You got to ask God to give you the discerning of the spirit so you can talk right, you can walk right, so you can have the discerning of what's right and what's wrong over here. And those people that's coming against you, you'll know, I don't need to go over there because they ain't going to do right over there. I don't need to go over here because they're against me over here. I don't need to tell these people right here because guess what? They're going to come against what I'm trying to believe God for. And you know what? Whenever you leave them, maybe they don't come against you. So, and you say, well, Lord, are you? You be doubting yourself. Hallelujah. So that's why you just don't do it. Let's move on to verse 7. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. You know what? If you knock on the door of Jesus, he's going to open the door for you. Hallelujah. It says seek, knock, ask. God is not going to turn you around if you're seeking him. You're asking him for stuff, for things. But here's my advice. Amen. Seek the spiritual things first. I remember a time when I said, Lord, I said, you know, when, man, Lord, when, you know. And that night I was praying. I'm like, Lord, now tell me when. It's been maybe a few years ago. I ain't going to tell y'all all the, how many years ago, because y'all know my age then. Amen. Glory to God. But it's been a few years ago. Hallelujah. We'll just leave it like that. And I was in there praying, and I'm like, okay, Lord, when mine? I mean, the fire was hot. Good God Almighty. Yes, the fire was hot. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, when? When mine? When am I going to get mine, Lord? What's wrong? When mine? I said, Lord, when? And he spoke to me and said, he said, first the spiritual. Then I'm going to give you the natural stuff. I said, all right, it is. When he said that, guess what? I didn't ask that question no more because I knew he had answered what I asked. So guess what? I left it alone, and I started to seek him even the more. I started knocking on doors. I wanted to know this. I wanted to know that. I wanted to know more about the Holy Spirit. I wanted to know more about doing this. I wanted to know about casting out devils. Oh, good God Almighty. I wanted to know how you get people saved. I wanted to know, oh, my God. And then I started to seek it and seek it and seek it. And guess what? I didn't ask no more. So finally, amen, he started to give me the natural stuff. He started to bring me up and bring me out. But you got to seek him first and make sure you're full of the spirit of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Make sure you're full of all that first, you know, because sometimes, you know, sometimes we come to Jesus. Yes, we do. And, you know, we get saved and you think that's all it is, but that's not all it is. It's greater than that. You have to go on. And then now you're to be one of his disciples. Glory to God, to go out and reach and grab somebody else out of the darkness and pull them into his marvelous light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let's move on. And also you can go to Luke chapter 11 and Luke chapter 11 verse 9. And it also states, amen, the same thing. It talks about seeking, you know, knocking and seeking. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 8. For everyone that asks is to receive it. And he that seeketh find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. You know, he said it right here. He'll open the door for you. He will. He'll open it. He's going to open it up. Glory to God. If you are one of his children, you have received them. Amen. Glory to God. He's going to open the door. He's going to open the door. He's going to open the door to finances. He's going to open the door for you to get a new car. He's going to open the door. I hear you. Yeah, he'll open the door for you to get the right man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll open the door for you to get the right man. Yes, he will. He'll open the door for you. He'll find you. You ain't going to have to go look for him. Glory to God. You can open your door. It could be FedEx. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And instead of them delivering you a package, they delivering you themselves. Glory. You just never know. Hallelujah. Y'all could be in Walmart squeezing the same lemon. Oh, come on. Glory to God. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Glory to God. You just never know. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Come on. You know your dad, your father in heaven is going to give you, amen, your heart desire. He will. But you got to learn how to seek him first. Seek God first with all you got. You know, a lot of people say, I say a lot of people because I talk to a lot of people, you know, well, I want more of God. I want more of God. Well, he's right here. He's right here in his word. When you read more of him, then you're going to get more of him because he's going to begin to talk to you. He's going to begin to sup with you. He's going to begin to tell you, amen, no, don't do that. You know, the Holy Spirit be on the inside and say, mm-mm, don't go there. Holy Spirit will tell you, no, drive around on the other side. Don't park here. Glory to God. And the Holy Spirit, you need to slow down. You know, you're driving too fast. And the Holy Spirit, watch your surroundings when you go in the store. The Holy Spirit will tell you, you don't need to go down that aisle because things are bad over there and you don't need to go in this place. That's the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you. Hallelujah. When you get more of his word, you'll have all those things. Glory to God. My God, let's move on. Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Let's move on to 11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? You know he's going to give it to you. He's your Father in heaven. He's going to give it to you. So that's without a shadow of a doubt. He's going to give it to you. You don't have to worry. If you knock it on that heaven's door, he's going to give it to you. Glory to God. But a lot of times, you know, well, you know, I'm going to sit in here and I see somebody. I don't know who it is, but amen. Hold up. Wait a minute. Glory to God. You sit there and you'll look through, amen, sale papers and papers and papers, and you'll look through all this stuff. And then, okay, then you got to watch TV and all that. And then before long, what's going to happen? You're tired. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then you're going to do what? I got to take a nap. Glory to God. And no God in that. And he ain't in the cell paper. Hallelujah. He ain't in the nap. Hallelujah. See, before long, then, and when you wake up, oh, man, that was a good nap. And guess what you're doing? Starting the same thing back over again where you left off. You're looking in the cell paper, looking at TV. Glory to God. So he's not in that. Hallelujah. My God. Hey, I'm not against you watching TV, but understand, give God his. You know, understand what you want. You're going to have to go at it. Hallelujah. He said, knock. He said, seek, knock. And guess what? He's going to open the door. If I want to know more about God's word, then guess what I got to do? I got to read it. I got to pray over it. Lord, I don't know what you're talking about. Help me out here, man. Okay, show me what you're saying. I get it, but show me what you're saying. And let me tell you something. My father would sometimes tell me, look it up. You know, if he handed us everything, then guess what? We wouldn't do nothing. You know, I'm telling you, you have to work for it. This is the kingdom of God over here. You go on your natural job and your work, but only in the kingdom of God you fall short. Glory to God. But if you, hallelujah, want more of him, then you got to seek it. You got to knock. You got to, so he'll open the door. He's like, hold up, I'm going to open the door. My child knocking. I hear him knocking. They ain't knocked one time. They didn't knock two, and they didn't knock three. They keep knocking on this same door. So I'm going to open up the door, and I'm going to let him in. Glory to God. And he'll give you everything that you need out of this word. Hallelujah. All the way from Genesis, oh, my God, all the way to Revelation. He'll give you whatever you need in that word. Because, you know, we don't live. A lot of times, I said, people, I'll say we, hallelujah, we don't think it's important to live by the word. Glory to God. But it's so important to live by this word. I had someone to tell me, said, well, you know what? You can't do all of that word. Guess what? He said we all fall short of the glory of God. Yes, but that don't mean you wallow in it. you get up and say, Lord, I repent for that. And then you go ahead, turn, don't do it again. Glory to God. And then you go on and on down the road and continue. Because we live in a world that's evil. We live in a world where people even, look, I'm telling you, I'm not bashing anybody. We're just living in a world system now where everybody and everything wants more money. Everybody and everything wants more stuff. But, you know, very few want more Jesus. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. My God, my God. 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophet. Let's move on down. 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You know, eternal life, that is the life. You know, some people say when you're dead, you're done. No, you ain't done. Amen. You're not done. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in, but guess what? My God do. Yes, he do. He have that. So I'm telling you, seek his kingdom. Seek righteousness. Be still and know that he is there. Glory to God. You know, I believe sometimes people think that if they don't try to get, you know, more stuff or more things, then they don't think they could live without it. Yes, you can. You could live on an island, hallelujah, with just coconuts and bananas. You could live on an island with just fresh fish, fresh water, fish. Glory to God. You can live. And more Jesus, yes, you can. Yes, you got God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. You know, when people say, you know, they think it's just talking about just prophets, just a prophet. No, there are false teachers. There are false preachers. There are false prophets. There are false a lot of things. Glory to God. There are even those who say that they're godly, and they say they're living right and doing right, and they say they are of God. Glory to God. They're false everything. That's why he said beware. So you got to make sure you're structuring your mind nowadays to just beware. You know, if you get the discerning of the spirit, you seek more of the Lord thy God, then it's going to lead you and it's going to guide you into the spiritual truth in which you should go and in the way that you should go. That's what you got to. When you do that, you're going to be okay. And seek him for everything. He said enter everything in through prayer and supplication. You won't make that many mistakes if you learn how to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, we're getting back to prayer. Hallelujah. That's what's happened. You've turned away from prayer. You said, well, I'm going to go ahead on. I'm going to do this. It's all right. I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to do this. But you're grieving the Holy Spirit when you're doing all these things and they ain't godly. And you're doing all this stuff and trying to get money in your pocket. Don't you know if you back up and say, Lord, show me and give me one witty idea that's going to get me the money that you said I'm supposed to have for your kingdom. Because sometimes the reason you don't have it, because he know all you're going to do is go out and do what? Buy more stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on, verse 16. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs or thistles? You know, you're going to know the righteous person by the fruit they're bearing. Glory to God. Just because they're under somebody, you know, and they're teaching them everything and they're teaching them everything they know, and you're there, amen, you're there for Bible study, you're there for prayer service, you're there every time they have a program, you're there, and not living correctly, glory to God. Son, don't you know somebody's going to see you? They're going to see straight through you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on, 17. And even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. That means the fruit on that tree is bad. You're always gossiping, you're slandering, you're cutting people down. You're always talking about folks. And, oh, my God, you know, we live in that society now. So that's what you got to be careful in this season. Don't have itching and burning ears. And what I hear so much, you know, people always try to diagnose, glory to God. Okay, you know, I call it diagnostic. You try to run a diagnostic test on somebody. Well, you know, maybe they did this because of that. Maybe they did. Do you really know what you're talking about? Hallelujah. Stop trying to diagnose people that you don't even have a clue what's going on in their life. Just if you learn how to pray, it's a man ought always pray and faint not. So that means if your brother and sister don't have a prayer life, then get what you got to do. You got to learn how to pray for them. You got to help them to call out some of those things and that's in them. And Lord, help them and save them. And sit, even though they don't want to hear from you, then what you got to do is pray this prayer. Say, Lord, although they didn't want to hear what I got to say, Lord, I pray that you send someone by that will touch their heart, Lord God, that will trick their heart and turn them around in the right direction. That's what you do. Learn how to pray and stop always trying to diagnose something. Oh, my God, my God. We will be a lot better off. You know, sometimes people don't want to pray because prayer takes work. And it does. If you want to pray the real deal, if you want your prayers to be heard and you want people to get healed and set free, it takes work. But if not, if you just want somebody to just light up your life, then you can say, well, Lord, I want you to save them, Lord, and keep them, and, you know, and they'll be all right. Amen. Then that's what you do. But it takes some pulling apart. What I mean by pulling apart, some shutting out TV, shutting out phone, shutting out friends, shutting out cousins, shutting out everybody, shutting out JoJo. Glory to God. Well, I thought we left him back there in 2019, but apparently somebody has brought him over in this year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That means shutting out everything to know, hallelujah, and get in prayer and have some solitude and listen to the Holy Spirit, because when you pray, you want it to speak back to you. When I pray, I want it to speak back to me. I want you to tell me if I'm wrong, so I can ask you to create in me a clean heart. If ain't going on the inside of me, I want you to take it out. If there's something that I don't know and that's hidden behind the curtain of my mind, Lord, I want you to reveal it to me, Lord God, so I can become righteous, so I'll know the right thing to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there's something going on in my life that I know, Lord God, that I have control, but I didn't ask you to handle it, then God, I want you to handle that thing. If it's stopping me from being a righteous person, if it's stopping me from walking in the way of righteousness, if it's stopping me from treating people right, if it's stopping me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, and I have an itching ear, and I'm always gossiping about somebody, I want you to take that thing out, because I want to hear what he says, because you know, hallelujah, it's nothing like getting pure deliverance and getting healed, and oh my God, in your body, to know what the Lord wants to do in your life, because you can't work with all this stuff backed up in you. Glory to God, because every time you step forward, you get stuck in the mud, good God Almighty, and you can't move, so you're wondering, Lord, what's going on? Hallelujah, show me, Lord God, is it me? Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, glory to God. Let's move on to verse 19. Hallelujah. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. My God, my God. You don't want to be that person that's cast into the in the fire. Oh, my God. You know, you're cut down, hallelujah. You know, you can't prosper. Things aren't going your way. Yes, we all go through troubles. We all go through trials. We all go through tribulations. Yes, yes, and yes, but it's nothing like the Lord having your back when you're going through. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. You see right here, everybody that say, Lord, Lord, they ain't going in. Glory to God. It's not like that. You know, there are a lot of people that's sitting on the church pews, and guess what? They're not going to go in. Hallelujah. So we're in 2020. So I'm going to pray that everybody under the sound of my voice, hear my voice on today. Make sure that you're not that person. You come to the radio stations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The radio programs. And hallelujah. And then you pass judgment. Okay, we're going to get there, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Don't go to anybody's radio program and passing judgment. Hallelujah. Because that word may not be for you, but it is for someone. Hallelujah. You know, because there could be other things that other people could be doing, but they decide to come and do the Lord's work. So here's what you got to do. If it's not for you, hang up. Glory to God. That's all I can give you. Just hang it up. Hallelujah. But I'm going to pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you created in us a clean heart, renewing us the right spirit, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, as they go to the radio programs, Lord God, let them judge not. But because you said judge not, or you shall be judged, in the name of Jesus. So Father God, I ask you to create them, Lord God, a clean heart so they can have the mind of Christ, to listen, Lord God, and get what they need from the radio program in the name of Jesus, and get what they need if they're going to the church houses, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so they can live by the word, Lord God, so they can walk by the word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so they can help others, Lord God, from the word that they're being taught, from the word, Lord God, as they learn so much, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are listening on today, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to heal them everywhere they hurt, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that are brokenhearted, Lord God, we know you can put the pieces back together because nothing is too hard for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We're on the potter's wheel, Lord, and you're still ever yet molding us, Lord, into what you want us to be, the men and women of God who will take the nation by storm in the, oh my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you right now, oh God, that everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, hear you, Lord God, in a different way in this new year, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I ask you to remove the cloudiness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Remove the self-righteous spirit, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. We give you honor. And we praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, everyone that cried, oh, my God. Lord, Lord. Hallelujah. They're not going to go in. Hallelujah. This is a season. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You know, I've been on the Facebook and social media, and I've seen a lot of people say, you know, breakthrough, breakthrough. Yes, glory to God. But that breakthrough comes if you pray it through. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got a breakthrough. And he says some things ought to come out, amen, by what they ought to say, fasting and praying. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. So you got to learn how, amen, to get your breakthrough. And you can't stop. You got to continue on this journey because he wants to do such great and mighty things. He said the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. You know why the laborers are few? Because everybody is trying to get more what? Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got to want more of God, then you want more stuff. Hallelujah. The stuff will come. It'll fill your house up. Hallelujah. It'll come when you ain't even expecting it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. But you got to want more of him, then you want more stuff. Hallelujah. That means I'm talking, hallelujah, clothes, houses, land, cars, and all that. Yes, he knows we have need of those things, yes, and he will give them to us. Yes, he will, because he knows we have need of them. Yes, yes, and yes. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to make sure, hallelujah, that you got all the announcements, and don't forget, coming up next, it's going to be Minister Elaine Jackson, a voice of truth worldwide ministry. Hallelujah. Go over and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on her show on today. Expect God to move in a mighty way. If you go with a level of expectation, then guess what? You'll receive what you're going for. Don't go judging nobody. Just go. Hallelujah. If you want to go. And if you don't feel, hey, glory to God, that's okay. Hallelujah. But God knows. Hallelujah. It's for somebody. Like I always said, it may not be for you, but it's for somebody. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation of Christ. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Father God, forgive me of all my sins. I repent right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood washed, born believer. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. So now you're free. Glory to God. Get in a Bible believing church. Hallelujah. Take your Bibles with you. If you have a hard time trying to find the scriptures and catch up, you know, we've all been there at some point. Write them down. And when you get home, then look for them. Glory to God. I remember I used to do that. I used to have a hard time trying to figure out what else was that. But guess what I did? That was years ago. Glory to God. And I wrote them down. And then when I got home, I said, hold up, let me find this. Now, they said this. I'll write just a little bit of side note there and let me know, you know, hallelujah, something they said so I know it lines up with what they're talking about. Hallelujah. And that's what you got to do. But don't give up. You're in a season of not giving up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Well, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to give the benediction and we're going to take a break and we're going to wait on Ministry Lane to get online at 6:30. Amen. Yes, 6:30. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.